The Times newspaper, which is owned by the right-wing media mogul Rupert Murdoch, has expressed concerns that Press TV is suppressing information about post-election rallies in Iran and is being unbalanced in its reporting. This in the aftermath of the resignation of a Press TV presenter. The Times is also expressing concerns that Press TV is poisoning the minds of young British Muslims.
At the station's London bureau, journalists were outraged at the accusations, especially given that the BBC and British newspapers had upset many by their perceived anti-Iran bias.
I think anybody switching on to Press TV will have seen the post-election flare-ups, the demonstrations, the Mousavi protesters, the pro-army Dinajjad protesters. I don't know what more Press TV could have done.
The BBC and other media outlets are clearly angry that their activities have been curtailed in Iran, and many analysts feel they're now focusing on attacking Iranian interests in the UK. Others say they should take a good hard look in the mirror, as their reporting of the Iran election and its aftermath has been scandalous.
The West wants to demonize Iran at the moment because politically it's right to do so as far as the West is concerned, and I wish journalists would stop allowing themselves to be used in this way.
The BBC, of course, insists it's impartial and objective, although British newspapers are not regulated in any meaningful way. Press TV, meanwhile, continues to build its audience in the UK, reaching out to people dissatisfied with the Western media monopoly and stranglehold on the news agenda.
All TV news channels are sponsored either by a state or a very rich, often very politicized individual. And all TV news channels in one form or another have been accused of bias, and they usually respond that while they might not be perfect, they do strive for objectivity and fairness. And Press TV is no different. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.